This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Eduardo Hernandez. Date of birth, August 6, 1970. Case ID number is 406-7296. Date of exam, January 24, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, correctional managed health care reports dated 7/13/2021. Identifying information, this is a 52-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, decreased vision, comma, lumbar sacral back pain with left-sided hip pain, comma, and left arm pain and foot pain. The claimant is presently unemployed and has been unemployed since 2002. He has had multiple small jobs part-time, but has not really worked for many years. At present time, he lives in an apartment with his mother and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Number two, decreased vision. Number three, lumbar sacral back pain with left-sided hip pain. Number four, left arm and foot pain. History of allegations. Number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that since 2013, he has had a diagnosis of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. He was diagnosed before that time, but does not recall when. And he states his symptoms include polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. The claimant has no in-organ damage, and he denies any nephropathy or cardiovascular disease. He states he does have some mild foot pain bilaterally. He does not check his blood glucose at all, secondary to lack of funds, and he does not know what his last blood glucose level has been. He has not had a hemoglobin A1C done, secondary to not going to a physician. He is presently on metformin hydrochloride, 500 milligrams BID. It states that he is supposed to be on insulin, but is not taking his insulin at this time. He was diagnosed with insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus and is presently only taking oral medication. His condition does not appear to be stable, but I do not have any idea of what his blood glucose level is at this time. Allegation number two, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2016, he was diagnosed with nearsightedness, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and bilateral eye pain. The claimant does wear glasses, but states that his night vision as well as his peripheral vision is very poor. The claimant states that he often sees stars and lights and has not been to an ophthalmologist in a long time. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/200, pinhole is 20/100, and corrected is 20/100. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100, and binocular corrected is 20/70. The claimant's condition has not been evaluated in a long time, and he is having more problems with his eye vision and appears not to be stable with his eye vision at this time. Allegation number three, lumbar sacral back pain with left-sided hip pain. The claimant states that in 1980, he was in a motor vehicle accident and injured his right hip and sustained a fracture of his right leg. He went on to have a open reduction internal fixation of the right hip, but now is complaining of left hip pain. He also complains of lumbar sacral back pain as well. The claimant also states that he feels like the back pain is like a needle pain, and he has decrease in balance. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, comma, stand for 1 hour, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 30 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities including doing lighthouse work, comma, sometimes cooking, comma, and doing the laundry. He states he does not sleep, comma, watch TV, comma, go to the grocery store, comma, or do any other exercise at home. He does not have a physician at this time and has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. He is presently on aspirin, 325 milligrams QD PRN when he has pain. He was diagnosed with a right open reduction internal fixation of the right hip with lumbar sacral back pain, along with referred left hip pain. His condition at this time is stable. Allegation number four, left arm pain and foot pain. The claimant states that in June of 2022, he started to develop left shoulder pain and right and foot pain. He states that he complains of left upper and lower extremity pain and states that no x-rays have been performed. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. The claimant states that he feels a burning sensation of his left upper leg. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, comma, stand for 1 hour, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top at this time. He has no assistive devices that he uses and states that he takes aspirin 325 milligrams QD PRN is needed for pain, which does give relief. He states he does no other physical activity. Family history. His father died at the age of 61 from complications of diabetes mellitus and hypertension. His mother is 74 and has no problems. Medications. Levothyroxine, 0.025 milligrams QD, Gimbrisol, 600 milligrams BID, Metformin, hydrochloride, 500 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, maceration of his heels, comma, history of COVID-19, comma, questionable insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated only with medication at this time, hypothyroidism, comma, hypertriglyceridemia, comma, left upper leg, pigmented skin, which may be associated to a melanoma, major surgeries, right open reduction internal fixation of the right hip, secondary to a hip fracture and pelvis fracture. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium or seizure disorder, substance abuse. The claimant states that he has used marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, and IV drug abuse. The last time he used it was in 2003. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit. Weight, 126 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 2 and a half inches. BP, 151 over 99 mmHg. Heart rate, 101 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 23. General. This is a 52-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No sclera icterus was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal, and the claimant appears to have some retinal bleeds in both fundi. No oropharyngeal erythema or exudate or other lesions were noted. However, the claimant does not have his upper teeth and is missing other teeth in the lower part of his jaw. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were decreased. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/100. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. Binocular corrected is 20/70. The claimant does wear glasses. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, but there was an increased rate of 101 beats per minute with a very strong rhythm with auscultation. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant had a left upper thigh 1 centimeter and two small 1/2 centimeters pigmented lesions, which appear to be causing him left leg pain of the upper medial area of his left leg. But it does look suspicious for a possible melanoma. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to neurological on the last page? Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. The claimant was able to make a full closed fist, opposed fingers, and pinch. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was slightly abnormal to light touch pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the feet. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of severe muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields and in his visual acuity, which was corrected with glasses. However, the claimant appears to have some retinal bleeds. He is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to decreased vision and possible problems with his left leg, which may be an indication of a melanoma. Probable diagnoses: insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, not being treated fully at this time, appears to be uncontrolled at this time. Number two, decreased vision, dash confirmed with physical examination. The claimant needs to be evaluated for possible small retinal bleeds. Number three, lumbar sacral back pain with left hip leg pain. Normal physical exam at this time. However, the claimant appears to have pain in his left leg that he states started with these pigmented lesions on his left leg, which looks suspicious for a melanoma. Number four, left arm and foot pain. Dash, normal physical exam may be secondary to fibromyalgias or osteoarthritis, as well as diabetic polyneuropathy. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Eduardo Hernandez.